Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments and the anointing oil, and the bull of the sin offering, and the two rams and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble all the congregation at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So Moses did just as the Lord commanded him. When the congregation was assembled at the doorway of the tent of meeting, Moses said to the congregation, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded us to do. Then Moses had Aaron and his sons come near, and he washed them with water. Then he put the tunic on Aaron, wrapped his waist with the sash, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod on him. And he wrapped his waist with the artistic band of the ephod, with which he fitted it to him. He then placed the breastpiece on him, and in the breastpiece he put the Urim and the Thummim. He also placed the turban on his head, and on the turban at its front he placed the golden plate, the holy crown, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses then took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and everything that was in it, and consecrated them. He also sprinkled some of it on the altar seven times, and anointed the altar and all its utensils, and the basin and its stand to consecrate them. presented the second ram, the ram of ordination. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And Moses slaughtered it and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand. And on the big toe of his right foot, he also had Aaron's sons come.
Took the breast and presented it as a wave offering before the Lord. It was Moses' portion of the ram of ordination, just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
So Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled of the bread. On your